All right, we all know cigarettes are bad for you, but cigarette advertising is still, to this day, even after all the tobacco settlements, still a multi-billion dollar industry, something that the show Mad Men exploited.
We can still suggest that cigarettes are part of American life, or too good to give up, or most appealing, an assertion of independence.
So basically, if you love danger, you'll love smoking.
We could put a skull and crossbones on the label. I love it.
The FDA has now approved new regulations that mandate that cigarette packs and ads have more graphic images of the consequences of smoking. There's 36 proposed images. They range from pictures of a dead man in his coffin to a smoker with a hole in his trachea. Joining us now is Cindy Gallup. She's an advertising consultant. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
And our resident smoker who's ever trying to quit, Takeaway News editor Javier Guzman. Been smoking for 15 years, right, Javier?
15 long years, yeah.
All right. So, Javier, as I understand it, you've tried to quit 60 times.
Well, that's including all the half-hearted attempts. I try about more than that, probably. Even that. That's like 5 times a year, I would say, about, roughly.
You know smoking is terrible for you.
I know. There's no rationality here. It's not intellectually. I know it's bad for you. Everyone tells me how bad it is. I just can't quit.
So what if every single time you picked up your pack of cigarettes to smoke, you saw a corpse or a diseased lung?
You see, at this point, I'm so far gone that doesn't matter. That might matter more. That might have mattered to me when I first went to go buy a pack of cigarettes.
Well, that's the question. What if before you'd started, what if the cigarettes had these graphics images on them before you picked up your first cigarette? Would that have changed?
Maybe.
It?
I mean, there's a possibility, but I doubt it.
What if every time you lit up, a plane would fall out of the sky and all the people on the plane would die?
John.
Well,
right.
Trying to ramp it up a little
Come
bit.
Come on right. now. All right, Cindy, you just heard Javier saying that he doesn't even know if it would have stopped him from beginning to smoke. I want you to listen to the comment from one of our listeners. This is Bill from Detroit.
You know, I was 19. I went to Canada and they had a pack at the store and I had like some guy in a ventilator. I just felt like really bad. You know, I was like, you know, I really need to quit because I don't want to end up like that.
And you don't know if Bill actually did successfully quit, but what do you think are for the average person, maybe not somebody as committed as Javier, are these graphic images, I mean, they've been used in places like Canada, are they enough to keep people from smoking?
Well, I think actually Javier has just demonstrated this for us, but the mistake that people often make is to think that we are all rational human beings who, when presented with a rational argument for why we shouldn't do something, will rationally stop doing it. The fact of the matter is that the human brain has the most wonderful capacity to ignore, block out, or simply not see anything it doesn't want to see. And so, to be perfectly honest, I doubt very much that these images are going to be effective. Because if you really want to smoke, and that can range, by the way, from somebody who is a committed and addicted smoker through to somebody who is a young person under social peer pressure to smoke who thinks it's, you know, sexy and appealing, I doubt very much that these images are going to stop you doing something that you've decided you really want to do.
But you'll admit that there are times when an image can be so disturbing it'll stick in your mind, and if it's associated with something, doesn't it mean that you're going to see that image in your mind every time you go to pick up a cigarette, like the hole in the guy's trachea? I mean, ugh.
Well, it's certainly disturbing the first time you see it. But I think for that to be consistently effective over time, the cigarette companies would have to keep featuring different shocking images every time because even the most shocking gets familiar very, very quickly. And as I say, for anybody who has decided that at an emotional level they really want to smoke, that image is going to devolve to being just a graphic design on a cigarette pack or an ad without the full emotional force it might have on first viewing, but not necessarily on subsequent viewings.
Cindy, your suggestion seems to imply that the positive images stick, but the negatives don't. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily. I mean, the interesting thing, John, is that I was looking at those images from the FDA, and out of the entire panoply of images that range from, you know, disturbing to utterly gruesome, there was actually one out of all of them that I found enormously interesting, and I would actually recommend a very different and much more emotional approach if the FDA really want to get people to stop smoking or to not even start. There is one image out of all of these that is designed to actually communicate how addictive smoking is. And it's of a woman standing in the rain with a newspaper over her head smoking a cigarette. And the point the FDA obviously intended to make is that you can be so addicted, you will be enormously uncomfortable, but you'll still smoke nevertheless. The interesting thing about that image is that that woman looks silly. I actually think embarrassment is a far more powerful force than shock, fear, and horror. Actually, if there were a series of images and a communications campaign designed to make smokers look silly and ridiculous, I think that could be a much more powerful societal force than the rational approach of this is what's going to happen to you.
All right, Javier, I want to come back to you. I want you to listen to this comment from one of our listeners. This is John in Florida.
This is John Manrique calling from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. The image that would turn me off to smoking, a strung-out Courtney Love with a butt dangling from her lips. I think Keith Richards could be equally as effective.
That's embarrassment, degrading.
It is.
You know, Cindy, you've given me a great idea. I'm going to take pictures of Javi in the winter out in front of our building
freezing.
Smoking.
Well, Javi, Eric, what do you think? What if they were embarrassing?
Again, at this point, it's not going to matter what happens on the outside. It has to come from inside. It's all about the pairings, like how many pairings you have, how many triggers you have to cigarettes.
Pairings,
yeah, exactly. Pairings. So if, for example, like that morning coffee after a meal, having a drink, all these things are triggers. You know, just getting through all those individual triggers. I don't think ridicule does anything. I don't think
In Canada, on their cigarette packs, they have a droopy cigarette, and it says, you know, cigarettes are connected to impotence. Any resonance with you?
Well, that's not true.
Oh, look at, you should see the smile on his face right now, Cindy. It is an X-rated smile on his face right now. This is a family show.
We have to cut that out for the website.
Yeah.
Javier, are you going to quit smoking?
I'm going to try again this weekend, actually.
Javier's mom.
Great.
We need a call
Thanks
from
for
you.
The support,
Javier's yeah. in trouble.
Javier's going to quit. Better get a metal detector next to his desk.
Yep. Javier Guzman, Takeaway News Editor, smoker for 15 years and probably for several years more, let's be honest. Also, Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, former chairman of the ad agency BBH. Not a smoker, right, Cindy?
No, that's right. I'm not.
All right. Give us a call if there's an image that you think would keep you from either smoking again or smoking for the first time. Let us know what it is.